But certainly a different feel around the place, and I guess the good weather helps that a bit as well. But certainly over the weekend, a lot of people out and about. And of course, over the last week or two, certainly the regions have come open for those from the city as well. We thought we'd catch up with Bea Bendigo and get a feel for what their members are saying and what the feeling is in the community. Rob Stevenson from Bea Bendigo is with us. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Very well. More importantly, how are you and the Bea Bendigo members? What's the feeling?
I think since last week, since the big opening up happened, it's unequivocally one of optimism around the place. We had a business breakfast on Friday morning and 80 people in the room, no masks, and everybody was really excited about what was coming, really keen to put in probably a big 6 weeks before Christmas and really do a lot of stuff that people haven't been able to do now for the best part of 2 whole years.
Yeah, and have they seen a spike in business generally?
Yeah, so any reports I had yesterday about the weekend were really positive. Lots of people out and about, and our hospo venues were really busy across the weekend, which was good. The biggest issue I think for some of our industries and particularly hospo is a shortage of staff. So if there's anyone out there who are keen to work and perhaps been looking for a chance to get into hospitality, now's probably the time to go and talk to cafe operators or food venues and see what opportunities there are out there.
Yeah. Is one of the areas of optimism the fact that this is probably the first time, which seems to me anyway, in a long time, that people aren't panicking about the fact that we, could be put into a lockdown again in the next week or two?
Yeah, look, I think that's right. There's from a few false starts in the past, I think people got a little bit gun-shy about what was happening. But I think now the realisation that Bendigo was pretty quick to a 95% double vax. The place is open. We've had the announcement that international students are about to start coming back into the country from 1st of December. And I think there's, with still caution around COVID because it hasn't gone away, but a sense that that part of COVID, where it was open shut all the time, is over. And now it becomes how we live as a vaccinated society with something that hopefully will be increasingly in the background, but background only.
And I guess just to, temper the enthusiasm slightly is the fact that it's still going to be a long road back for some businesses, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's, I think, the end of some of the subsidies might be the last straw for some. I think, a shortage of staff in some areas will mean that some businesses can't get the maximum out of the next little while that they may have otherwise hoped for. Sorry about those cars going past. But I think, increasingly it's how we learn to live with it. I was on a call last night with someone from London and they were talking about, how the numbers of people with COVID over there much, much higher than here, but they've adjusted and life's going on as normal for pretty much most of the population.
The other thing I noticed finally, Rob, is the fact that most of the people I see out and about, what would be the term I'd use, probably still very sensible about when wearing masks, how they're going about their lives. So bearing in mind that, yes, it is still there, it does still exist, and we'll still, I guess, treat it with the respect that we need to ensure that we can continue to go forward.
Yeah, look, I think it's still wash your hands, wear your mask. I think for business, the next bit will be how we make the people who are unvaccinated responsible for themselves. I think one of the costs to business is, in a lot of cases, having to employ somebody to stand at the front door and check certificates. And I think for some businesses, as we talked about before, there's still costs in there that make it pretty difficult to make a living. So I think there's still a little way to go, and I think we'll continue to see some changes as we go. But it's how we live with this disease from now on, I think, and adjust our lives. We've done pretty well, even as we've understood over the last little while, the fact that we've been washing our hands and keeping a bit of distance and wearing masks has meant that, that flu's almost completely disappeared. And so it's actually been a bit of a reminder that, that there are some things we could do that would make our lives a whole lot better if we would just consistently do them a bit more often.
Yep, indeed. All right, Rob, well, listen, that's good news. Good to hear. Thanks very much for joining us, and no doubt we'll talk again soon.
All right, that'd be great. Thanks, Robert.
Good on you. Rob Stevenson, B. Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call.